Tarion Thomas, known as Mr. Prada to his millions of followers, was a recognizable figure online. Both loved and hated. Often mocked for his shameless content stealing, he has also been celebrated for his comedic and relatable videos. Having built a reputation of notoriety based on his own image, when he found himself on the run from law enforcement, it did not take long to identify him. Was it shocking that this familiar face was wanted for murder? Or had Prada been raising red flags for months, declaring to anyone who was paying attention that something was very wrong? Hi there, I'm Kevin, and welcome to Just Thought Lounge. Today, we're taking a look at a recent case out of Louisiana. It's a strange and disturbing story that serves as a reminder that we never really know what goes on behind the scenes or what influencers are doing after they turn off the camera. Let's take a look. Tarion Ishmael Thomas built a name for himself online as the infamous Mr. Prada. A resident of Baton Rouge, the 20-year-old posted regularly, often multiple times a day. On TikTok, he had accumulated over 4 million followers on each of his two active accounts. Prada was known for his relatability and also his humor, posting comedic and contemplative videos, some of which were viewed by hundreds of thousands or even millions of users.
I don't find you funny.
Tarion, as Mr. Prada, first went viral in October of 2022, but not in the way that most content creators aspire to hit big. Several TikTok accounts began posting about Prada's habit of copying other creators' jokes and other content. Often, he would replicate others' videos, shot for shot, without credit or acknowledgement. As this practice continued, he was called out and publicly shamed, or at least creators attempted to shame him. Prada's response to the viral backlash was unapologetic. He admitted to copying videos, displaying no shame or regret. As his own following expanded, it seemed that this arrogance may have been part of the appeal. The following month, the content stealer's original account, Mr. Prada 77, was banned. Undeterred, he returned to the platform under the usernames Mr. Prada 44, Mr. Prada 47, then 456 and 458, and so on. As accounts were banned, Tarion simply created new ones, rapidly accumulating millions of followers and continuing to post content, original and otherwise. Prada's practice of unapologetically copying others' TikToks led to a trend where people posted videos naming themselves as Mr. Prada's victims. Even these videos garnered millions of views. Jokes about Prada's unoriginality and blatant theft of creative content was itself a viral sensation. One creator joking about Mr. Prada finding his videos garnered over 7 million plays and 1.5 million likes in just over 2 months. It was not only English speakers that fell victim to Prada. One creator posted a revealing video of what lengths Prada would go to garner views. She had discovered that Prada was stealing videos from other languages, in this case, Portuguese. The video gathered nearly 50,000 plays and over 6,000 likes, with many commentators joking about how hardworking Prada is. Others joked that once Prada took an interest in their videos, they knew it was about to be stolen. They say that any publicity is good publicity. This may have been Tarion's approach to TikTok stardom. If only he had limited his victims to offended TikTok creators. At just before 8:30 a.m. on September 29th, 2024, Tangipahoa Parish Sheriff's Office responded to a call from a driver who had spotted a suspicious item in a blue tarp, visible off of Highway 51 north of Louisiana Highway 10. When the parish detectives arrived, they cut the tarp open. Inside were the remains of a white adult male. The body was found to be wrapped in a gray-colored comforter, with duct tape used to wrap it around the body. The head of the victim was covered with a towel. Detectives were able to identify the man as 69-year-old therapist and ex-priest, Dr. William Nicholas Abraham. Nick, or Nicky as he was known to friends, had died from blunt force trauma to the head. His murder had been brutal and violent. There was little additional information available at the scene, though they were able to deduce that the murder had not taken place where the body was found, but rather he had been killed elsewhere and dumped off the side of the highway.
Think about when you were growing up as a child and how many messages you received saying you're not enough, not tall enough, you haven't done enough, the grades aren't good enough.
Dr. Nick had attended St. Ben's Seminary in Covington, the University of Southern Mississippi, and Indiana University. He had a Master's of Divinity in Theology and a PhD in Counseling. Dr. Nick was a regular on cable television in the Baton Rouge area. He was often a guest of Whitney Van's program, Weekends with Whitney, where he offered a pleasant and lighthearted perspective on the trials of mental health.
For most of us. So Dr. Nick joins us this morning with how to be more positive in a cruel world.
Yeah, and how to take the word optimism and really give it the flesh that it needs, because I don't like the notion of optimism as, you know, my mother died, so it's a 9 on a 10. Mm. You know, there are bad things that happen, and there are some times
Certainly.
When we're really sad, and we just wonder what the meaning of life is.
As a licensed professional counselor, motivational speaker, and author, he treated patients with substance abuse issues, depression, and anxiety, amongst other conditions.
We're gonna mark the milestones in your life where you think you were affected, like.
He also worked with helping the LGBTQ population work through identity issues, acceptance, and family struggles.
And then when everything's going well, what? Pull the sails out.
Oh, right.
And just kind of sit back and enjoy the breeze, which also will pass. not to end on a negative note, but it's true. It will pass.
It's the
because the storms are going to come.
That's right. Just got to be ready. Hey, navigate great this week.
Navigate.
Much more Weekends with Whitney.
Nick's death came as a devastating blow to many. The counselor had established ties to the Baton Rouge community and was largely known, according to friends, as an exceptionally kind-hearted and well-intentioned individual.
Kind, loving, gentle man, and frankly, not the kind of man that something like this would have happened to. I'm absolutely devastated and completely surprised that something like that could have happened to a man who I believe to be so tender, so gentle.
He made a mark on people's lives and helped them be better people.
It's just been unbelievably painful. The worst thing that you would ever want to happen to someone that you love to die such a vicious, horrible, inhumane death.
Police in Baton Rouge began by searching Dr. Nick's home and office, seeking indications of where the brutal struggle that ended in his death could have occurred. At these locations, they came up empty.
Yesterday morning, just before 8 o'clock, we received a call of a tarp that was rolled up on the side of the road. As of right now, it may have occurred in Tangipahoa Hope Parish, but you know, we have no inclination at this point as to where this originated.
They found that amongst his last known actions was posting on Facebook on Friday the 27th, 2 days before he was found, seeking tickets for the Saints football game. As far as it could be determined, no one had seen or heard from Nick since the following morning, placing his likely death that afternoon.
We're just asking anybody in the public that knows our victim, if they saw him on Saturday evening anytime, please call the Tangipahoa Parish Sheriff's Office or Crime Stoppers.
They also found that his car was missing. The doctor drove a black 2018 Lincoln. On Saturday afternoon, the vehicle was spotted at a shopping center in Denham Springs. It was not Dr. Nick behind the wheel. The driver of the Lincoln was captured by store security footage, exiting the vehicle and entering several businesses in the center. Still images of the driver distributed across media outlets made their way to social media. It did not take long for the internet to light up. Those who knew Tarion Thomas and those familiar with his online persona, Mr. Prada, were contacting the sheriffs to identify him as the man driving the murder victim's black Lincoln. Law enforcement descended upon Tarion's apartment off of Essen Lane and found no one at home. Prada could not be located. After obtaining a search warrant, investigators entered the apartment. There, they believed they found the location they had been seeking, the scene where the murder had taken place. East Baton Rouge Sheriff's Office reported finding a significant amount of blood throughout the apartment, along with multiple sharp objects and other weapons. It was clear, despite what they noted were obvious attempts to clean up the scene and hide evidence, that a violent physical altercation had taken place inside. Surveillance of the complex captured Dr. Nick Abraham arriving at the building at roughly 11 a.m. on Saturday morning. He appeared to be visibly searching for the correct building and unit. He was never captured leaving. Nick was also shown wearing the same clothing as when he was found deceased. DNA testing of the blood inside Prada's home was expedited. It returned a match to the therapist. There was no doubt to investigators that they had located the scene of the murder.
According to the autopsy done in Tangipahoa Parish, they ruled it as blunt force trauma as the cause of death. But there was evidence of a struggle. There was evidence where we do believe that the crime probably occurred there.
Neighbors of Prada's told investigators that they witnessed the 20-year-old on the same day struggling while dragging a blue tarp down the stairs of the building and into the parking lot. He was then observed loading that tarp and its contents into the trunk of a black Lincoln. It was a shocking turn of events for those who had laughed along with Prada for years online. Though for many of his more observant viewers, there had clearly been something brewing under the surface for some time. In retrospect, many saw his more recent postings as a cry for help. Viewers watched in real time as his mental health seemed to decline.
Very well-known TikToker Mr. Prada has started to go viral on TikTok, and a lot of people are very concerned for him. Those of you that might not know who Mr. Prada is, he's been on TikTok for quite some time, so if you haven't seen him before, honestly, I would be shocked. He's been on TikTok for, I want to say, a few years now, but he creates relatable content. He has various accounts on TikTok with a lot of followers on each of them, and a lot of people usually would recognize him looking like this.
The beginning of Prada's mental decline could perhaps be traced to the video in which he decided to shave his head, and subsequently, his eyebrows. Shortly afterwards, he declared a rebrand to a character he called Emo Psycho Twink.
I'm gonna miss my hair, bro.
Hi, guys. A lot is going on, but all I got to do is just look this. I need a change. So we're gonna cut the hair off. Like, it just got to go. The hair got to go. The hair got to go. Enough of this. Okay, life update. Life is a fucking mess. Life is a mess. Fuck this shit. Like, I just cannot believe this is my reality right now. My life is hell. My life is a prison. Get me the fuck out. Like, I woke up yesterday. I looked at the ceiling. I said, this thing look like an egg. What the fuck? Why you look like an egg? Why you look like an egg? Why do you look like an egg? Okay, so first of all, I'm rebranding myself to my new identity. My new identity is Emo Psycho Twink. Yeah, Emo Psycho Twink.
Prada had been relatively open with mental health struggles in the past, telling his viewers that he was diagnosed bipolar. He also referenced advice offered to him by his therapist and told odd and upsetting stories.
Sometimes I'd be talking to myself and then I zone out. I don't know, my therapist said that's not healthy. The first time I almost drowned to death, I was just kicking and screaming, and then I just woke up. The second time I drowned to death, I went to a water park, and I asked the lifeguard person, I was like, is that water deep down there? And he said, no. So I got on a slide, and then I went down, and I was like in 8 feet deep water. And at the time, I think I was like 11 or 12. So I wasn't that tall, and then shit, I was just like fucking drowning. And everybody thought I was like being funny, so I just had to kick and paddle, and then I got out the water. And then I asked like a random lady, I was like, did it look like I was drowning out there? And she said, no, you looked fine. And I was like, I was not fine, like I was literally drowning.
In the wake of the murder, with law enforcement across the state of Louisiana, as well as further out, seeking his whereabouts, many questioned whether Dr. Nick Abraham was in fact Prada's therapist. Law enforcement released a definitive statement on this point. There was no indication that Tarion Thomas was a client of Dr. Abraham's. The link between the two men at that time remained ambiguous.
What is the relationship between the suspect and the victim at this point? Do we know?
No, at this point, that's still very much under investigation.
We have no evidence that indicates that the suspect was a client of the victim.
The day following the discovery of Nick's body, law enforcement officials were on alert for further signs of the Black Lincoln. And that afternoon, they received another hit.
It's registered to a homicide victim that was located in Northern Tangipahoa Parish on September 29th.
The license plate number of Nick's vehicle had been spotted in Livingston near the intersection of Sherwood and Dorsey. The car was located in the parking lot of an office building where an officer subsequently attempted a traffic stop. Instead, the car backed up into the police cruiser, took off through the building's surrounding lawns, attempted to jump a curb, and the driver, captured by a phone camera of a bystander, took off running.
Police had him stopped in this parking lot. He tried to back up, and when he realized he couldn't get out, he hopped up onto this curb and went through this breezeway. He drove through this way, crashing into this planter right here, and then made his way to the back parking lot. The wheel then fell off the car back here. He got out and ran through those buildings.
The police chasing him with his gun out, move back.
And watch closely here. A woman who saw it unfold shot this video of the driver, believed to be Mr. Prada, running off.
Prada successfully ran from the police. Family members, unaware that he was wanted for murder, picked him up and returned him to his home. Later, they told law enforcement that Tarion had left shortly afterwards for the bus station. He was headed for Dallas.
Went out to everyone. We had family members that reached out and said, hey, he got a ride back to his apartment after the pursuit with BRPD, and somehow he got to the bus station. And from the bus station, he took the bus to Dallas, Texas.
U.S. Marshals arrested Tarion Thomas in Dallas after a warrant for his arrest for second-degree murder was issued in Louisiana. The arrest sent shockwaves across social media, and with it, mounting speculation as to how the 20-year-old TikTok star was connected to the 69-year-old ex-priest. Law enforcement gave away few details. They indicated that electronic evidence was being gathered, including all messaging applications. In particular, they were scrutinizing the use of dating applications that may have served to connect the two. While the investigators stayed quiet, commentators online revealed what they believed was the motive. It stemmed from an arrest of Dr. Nick Abraham back in 2015.
This is what I found when I was looking up the LPC board. So Dr. Nick Abram, his license was suspended in 2015, effective March 20th, 2015.
Here's a clip from a newscast back then.
A Baton Rouge therapist is under investigation.
He was charged with child molestation, with police saying an 11-year-old patient claimed Abraham had touched him inappropriately during a therapy session. However, that case never went to trial. District Attorney Heller Moore says his office reviewed the case for 2 years and, quote, after considering all available evidence, the best interest of the child and the lack of any inculpatory statements by the arrestee, we declined to institute formal charges.
Some people speculated, did the math, and they believe that this guy that who was arrested is believed to be that 11-year-old victim was Mr. Prada. But we don't know that definitively just yet.
Friends and family members of Dr. Nick have spoken out against the allegations. Jarrett Ambo, appearing on multiple programs as a friend of Nick's, was in fact his defense attorney against the charges the therapist faced in 2015. Jarrett has stated unequivocally that the 11-year-old involved in that case was not Tarion Thomas. The denial has mostly fallen on deaf ears, with television personalities and online commentators speculating that such a denial is exactly what a defense attorney would state publicly, regardless of whether it was truthful. Nonetheless, those close to Nick Abraham have stood by his legacy as a healer, not an abuser. He was laid to rest in his hometown of Clarksdale, Mississippi, while his alleged killer was being flown back to Baton Rouge.
That maybe there's some weird stories out there, like you said, from 2015, but let's not jump to conclusions.
There is absolutely nothing that could have happened on that Saturday at 11 o'clock that would make someone beat a really good man so brutally. There are a million things that could have happened, but for people to stay with the ugliest of stories is not at all being true to who he was as a man and a person walking this earth.
Law enforcement continues to try to put together all of the pieces of this bizarre and brutal murder. Tarion Thomas was brought to the parish jail once back in Louisiana. He invoked his right to counsel and has remained silent on the charges. In October 2024, Tarion was denied bond and held in custody. Then his charges were upgraded to first-degree murder. Louisiana law allows for this more serious charge when the offender has the specific intent to kill a victim over the age of 65. Under the first-degree charge, Tarion, Mr. Prada, or Emo Psycho, faces a potential death sentence. That was the story of the sad, at times bizarre, and murderous downfall of TikTok's Mr. Prada. Thank you once again for joining me, and a special thanks to Out of the Gutter Art, Dewan Wesley, and VV for joining the Members Lounge. I'm Kevin, this is Peanut, this is Just Thought Lounge, and I'll see you in the next one. Let me find my seat. Kevin, go ahead and settle in. Gotta be selective, doing all the research, keeping it objective, always been effective. Can say he got a knack, pick of the litter. You see how Newton got his back. Yeah, the content that you need, this could be a new sign. We talk in the comments, they jot in a few lines. Tune in and hit like, love that, it's too kind. Feels like the whole world.